Another state volleyball tournament preview, and we are talking with Dunkerton head coach Brittany Weidman getting her team set for the Class 1A state tournament next week. And, Coach, first of all, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it. How you been?
We've been well, yeah. We're in a really good position right now, you know, excited to be going into the state tournament. So, yeah, everything's well right now.
Tell me a bit about, and the listeners about, I guess, just kind of this team and what has, you know, made it a state volleyball tournament team.
Yeah, you know, lots of things kind of go into it, and I think a lot of people would give you different answers. I think for me, it's, you know, lots of years of preparation. We knew a couple years ago that this was kind of going to be our shot this year, and have put a lot of preparation into making it happen, you know, and that just goes from, you know, obviously skill play and what you're learning on the volleyball court, learning to jive together and all those things. But the things that are happening behind the scenes, you know, really obtaining or, you know, growing your winning mentality, you know, our motto all year long has been not to get complacent and to maintain composure. And that's kind of, you know, that's not something you learn overnight. That's been something that we've been working on for years, playing the game of volleyball one point at a time, one serve at a time. And, you know, that's what makes us a solid team, and that's what makes us hard to beat. Off of skills, but if you want to go skill-wise, you know, we put a lot of effort into what we're doing on the court in terms of hitting, and, you know, I think I have 5 really strong hitters on the court right now, which makes other teams, it's hard to defend us, I think, in terms of blocking, just because it can go anywhere. And I think that's something that's really rare for a lot of high school teams to have a solid 5 that are all equally great hitters. So I think that that's definitely a perk that we have here in Dunkerton.
Yeah. I got to ask you about your regional final because, you know, Holy Trinity Catholic, of course, one of the big names of state volleyball, and
yeah,
they win the first 2 sets kind of, you know, 17 and 17, and then your team's able to respond. You get the reverse sweep that fourth set, 26-24. So what was that match like for you and your team?
Yeah, you know, we start slow. It's funny because before the game, the conversation in the locker room is, we're going to start slow. I mean, that's what we do. As unfortunate as a coach is, I hate that, you know, but we start slow. So we had that conversation beforehand. Listen, they very well might get the first game. They might even get the second. All that matters is they don't get the third. If we can pull the third out, we're going to win the match. That was the mentality the whole time. So that third game was huge. My team plays really well with their back against the wall, clearly. So I think they just needed that little boost. But also, I think they just, you know, that's a big game for them. You know, for Dunkerton, we've never made it to a state tournament in school history. We've been to, in my coaching career here, we've been to the final one other time. None of these girls except for Daisy Fettgather was on that team. So I think the experience to get there, they got there for basketball. But it's a different setting, a different sport. So I think, like, they have to get those nerves out, and they had to, you know, you go up against a big name like that, you know, a Holy Trinity or a Janesville or a, you know, a North Tama or a St. Angsgar, like schools that are very, you know, Ankeny Christian, well-renowned schools around the state. Like, you're going to have those nerves, and I think you got to play through it. And the message before that third game was, all right, now it's go time. And what have we been saying all year? Don't get complacent with it. Well, hopefully we can catch them getting complacent, you know, and thinking they have it in the bag, and then sneak back in. And the only way you can do that is playing it one point at a time. And truly, if, you know, anybody who was there watching can probably attest, every single point my team went back, whether it was a loss of point or they earned the point, they would go on the court and you could see them all just take a deep breath after or before every single play and kind of use every point as a reset. And they were able to kind of control the game from there on out. So, yeah, it was a very impressive win for my kids. I was very proud of them.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, first time in school history. So you mentioned, you know, the girls' basketball team went to state, though. So, you know, I guess what this is a different deal. What's the community support been like?
Yeah, you know, that's my favorite thing about Dunkerton. You know, I'm from the Dyke-New Hartford district. I drive over to Dunkerton to coach. And, you know, one thing that I love about the Dunkerton community is the community sport that not only the school gives to the coach and the teams, the student section, the fans that come, but just literally the entire community as a whole. I mean, you have people there. I have parents and grandparents, and I have athletes who played for me 4 years ago that still come to all of our games and sit in the stands and watch. So it's incredible to have that community support and, you know, having all the people come up and say, like, you know, like, oh, we're so glad, you know, it's about time. And, you know, all this stuff and all the people there to celebrate too. You know, it's not just the kids that win in this moment or me as a coach who finally gets this moment or what, you know, it's not about that. It's the community as a whole. And, Yeah, Dunkerton is a community that's hard to walk away from because of the support that the community gives.
Talking again, Brittany Weidman, head coach for Dunkerton Volleyball, getting set for the Class 1A state tournament. Coach, who are some names to know? Who do the, state volleyball fans need to know about?
Yeah, on my team?
Yes, your team, yes.
Oh, I love talking about my team. I'm gonna shout out. I could shout out every single kid that plays for me, you know. For me, it's Daisy Fetkether. She's a senior outside hitter. Daisy is a constant for us. She pulled us through that Holy Trinity match. I'd give her a lot of credit for what she was able to do in that performance, being really level-headed. Taylor Kipp is a quiet force. I think she's overlooked because of the other talent that I have on my team sometimes, but Taylor Kipp is my constant and always has been. She's powerful out of the middle. And then, of course, my setter, who's over, she's nearing 2,500 set assists. She'll get that probably in the state tournament. So she's a great setter. And then Kylie Peck's on the outside. I mean, she's really an incredible outside as well. But I could shout out everybody. My freshman right side, Brinley Ash, is amazing. Haley Kipp's amazing. My libero's amazing. They're all great. But yeah, I think Daisy Fetkether and Taylor Kipp are going to turn a lot of heads up at the state tournament, as well as Kylie, obviously. That one's a given. So, yeah.
Definitely. Awesome, Coach. Dunkerton taking on BCLUW Tuesday, 8 o'clock. First question, what does BCLUW stand for, Coach?
Hey, I'm not from Iowa.
Okay.
I'm from Minnesota, so I couldn't even tell you.
You know what I mean? I thought I would quiz you there a little bit. Beeman Conrad Liscomb Union Witten, okay?
Yeah, I had no chance at that.
I had to look it up myself, and I cover Iowa sports. So, hey, before, let's get into them, though. Whatever they stand for, they have got a good volleyball team. What are some things that stand out about them?
Yeah, BCLUW is just, they're just one of those programs. They've been to the state tournament many times. They're composed in that aspect. The coach is aggressive. She coaches to win. The girls it's a competitive team. We played them three times this year, won two of those matches. It's hard to beat the same team three times. So we're definitely not going into the match in a light sense. What they bring, in my opinion, most strongly would be their outside hitters. Our goal is to defend those really strong outside hitters that have all that state experience and a lot of power behind what they're doing. So, I think that's their greatest strength. They also are a great serving team too. So those are the things that we're kind of prepping for as we get ready for BCLUW.
Once again, Dunkerton, BCLUW, Tuesday, 8 o'clock. Coach, now, I guess your team, just looking at the schedule, you played a very difficult schedule. I feel like your team will be ready and prepared for anything they see there. But, the atmosphere, it's first time there. How do you feel they'll handle that?
Yeah, our goal the whole time was to get there, and now we're playing for, at first it was for history, let's play for the goal. Let's play for this is the first time we've ever done this. And now we're really just playing for ourselves. Like, what can we show? What can we prove? So I'm hoping that the girls will take that message and just go and just relish and enjoy the experience. I think, like any team out there, not just mine, I think you go up to the state tournament or you go to any big game or big tournament, and you're naturally going to play better if you're just enjoying the experience. And the reason why you play the sport is because you love volleyball. So, my message to them is go up there, and this is the ultimate setting to love and enjoy volleyball, and this is what you worked for. So, if nothing else, go up there and have fun, and everything will fall where it will. I think that everybody there is deserving. Everybody has the right amount of talent to do what they need to do or make it as far as they want to make it, as long as you have fun and enjoy the experience. So,
yeah, great. Great attitude. Brittany Weidman, head coach for Dunkerton Volleyball. Coach, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it, and wish you and your team the best there next week, all right?
Absolutely. Thank you.